Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Senator Ron Johnson is criticizing Donald Trump for giving $12 million to farmers who are being hurt by his trade tariffs. Johnson told reporters yesterday that the U.S. economy is, quote, becoming more and more like a Soviet type of economy. He also said there are, quote, commissars in the administration figuring out how they're going to sprinkle around benefits, end quote. Senator Tammy Baldwin supports an aid package for farmers who she said have been, quote, unfairly hurt by retaliatory tariffs. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A 60-year-old Wauwatosa man was freed on a $1,000 bond yesterday after attacking a woman with two kids outside a Walmart store in New Berlin. Police say John and Gabos punched the woman, threw her to the pavement, and dragged her by her hair after he left a shopping cart in front of her car and she asked him to move it. And Gabos also pushed the victim's cart with her one-month-old child in it down the parking lot and attempted to back into them with his vehicle. The two children were not injured. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Foxconn announced yesterday that they are seeking proposals from architects and engineers for the renovation of their recently purchased building in downtown Milwaukee. The building is located at 618 East Wisconsin Avenue and will be the Taiwanese company's North American headquarters. To update the building, Foxconn said they're looking for sustainable design elements, smart building alternatives, and energy-efficient components. And the Brewers came back in the 10th inning to beat the Nationals last night 5-4. They're now a game and a half behind the Cubs and play the series finale against Washington today at Miller Park. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A sports columnist for the San Francisco newspaper says Josh Hader may not receive a warm welcome in the city by the bay when the Brewers go there for a four-game series this weekend. Hader made national news last week when tweets of his resurfaced from a few years ago that included racist, misogynist, and homophobic messages. Brewers fans have been widely criticized for giving Hader a standing ovation on Saturday night at Miller Park. Here's the forecast. And outside this afternoon, sunshine with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, a 60% chance of rain with lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. For Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the low 70s. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.